Hi, Doctor.
Hi, Dad.
So we are doing something different this time. I'm actually hijacking our podcast to talk about my new project that I call Amare Crescere. And it is a blog that I've set up on Substack, and it is to explore the idea that love and growth are our common life's purpose. So, what do you think of that?
I think it's an ambitious goal.
Undertaking, yeah.
Undertaking, yes. But no, it's interesting. I think ultimately, you know, people are looking for purpose. That's kind of what everyone looks for. When you have enough time to really sit down and think about stuff, like your day can be so busy with the work, kids, whatever it may be, but then inevitably there's times that everyone contemplates, like, what's the true purpose of what we're doing here?
Right. And I think you're a good example. Your days are action-packed, especially with a new baby these days.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I think anybody who, you know, we've had some tragedy, unfortunately, we've lost some people that are close to us. I think that also kind of causes us
always to
reflect on bigger issues. But also on the flip side, when you have, you know, when you're bringing new lives into this world, it makes you kind of reevaluate certain things. So, any initial questions that you have for me?
Well, I mean, the obvious initial question was why? What made you want to do this and put it out there and share it with technically anybody, but then, you know, directly to friends and family?
Well, the short answer is I have such a huge ego that I believe that everybody is going to want to hear what I have to say. And I just couldn't resist it. Actually, that is not the case. And in fact, it's to some extent exactly the opposite. This idea has been circulating in my head for a number of years. And I really, really don't have any idea what the genesis was. I mean, I read, you know, a lot of books that touch on this issue, like that Viktor Frankl book that I note in the post. And I listen to people like Sam Harris on podcasts who talk about things like this. I'm not, as you know, deeply spiritual.
Yeah.
So my perspective is secular, not from a religious bent, but I understand, you know, how religion and faith in God certainly can, you know, be a central motivating factor in people's lives. But the other thing that really prompted me to do this and do it now is I think I'm entering another era in my life. And I just felt compelled. So I think that, you know, in all of our lives, the first era is youth.
Yeah.
And generally that ends when you get married, start having kids, start a career.
Yeah.
Time. So if I look back on my life at, you know, I was somewhere 24, 25, 26. And so when my youth era ended and that next era began, and then that ran a course of about 20 years. And then in my mid 40s, I had kind of this typical midlife reevaluation thing. You know, I got divorced. I, you know, had some career changes. I got serious about taking care of myself and working out, whatever, just a bunch of changes. And I kind of feel that era has gone on for about 20 years, and I'm about to enter another era. And I think this era is going to be the last era in my life where I'm relatively vital physically and mentally.
Yep.
by the time this era ends, which hopefully I make it to mid-80s, let's say, I'm definitely going to be on the down a downhill trajectory. It's not to say I'm going to be
Yeah.
incapable,
Well,
but
that's no one,
it's
no
going to
one
change.
knows what tomorrow holds, so it's all obviously theoretical, but the assumption is you're vital until the very end.
Very end. Well, vital, but vital in different ways. Like, you
Yeah.
know,
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to be climbing mountains when I'm in my mid-80s to 90,
Yeah.
you
Yeah.
know, that kind of thing. So that also this idea of eras. By the way, speaking of eras, have you seen, you're gonna laugh. Have you seen the Taylor Swift video of her tour Eras?
I need to.
It's
I
so good.
missed the boat on obviously going to the concert, but I probably in hindsight would have tried a little harder to go, but I will
Well,
watch it.
those tickets are
Oh
pricey.
yeah, it's
Even at
ridiculous.
your high income level, they're pricey.
No.
But
Yeah, hard to stomach some of those.
next best thing is this is that video. It's on, I don't know, Apple or
Yeah.
Netflix or something, but it is it's amazing.
Yeah,
It's you know, it's a
lover or
huge.
hater, she knows how to put on a show, and I think she's like, it's like 3 hours of her nonstop, right? Yeah.
You know, I heard she trained for it by running on a treadmill while singing all her songs, like doing the whole concert while
Yeah,
on a treadmill.
I
So
told you
that's
that.
oh, you told
You
me that
heard
guy.
me.
For some reason, I thought Jenny did, but okay, that was you. Gotcha. So anyway, so the back to me.
Yes.
So the other thing I got thinking about as I'm thinking about these eras in my life is what would I, you know, if I could go back, what would I tell myself as I was entering these eras?
Yeah.
And what would be my advice? And I think my advice would be, you know, I can imagine my 85-year-old self telling my 65-year-old self, you need to take advantage of this time you have, this last vital era you're about to enter into. And if you don't, you're going to regret it. So, and I think this is one of those things I'd regret is not having taken a crack at this and putting it out there.
Yep.
So
Yep. So
that's the long and the short, actually more long than short answer on that one.
do you think in each of the prior eras that you have had and transitioned between, you haven't really found like these the answers or what you were looking for?
Well, I never had the I don't know if you want to call it self-awareness or the introspection to really give it satisfactory thought and attention. I just, you know, to some extent, I allowed the era to just propel me. And so with this one, I want to, you know, I guess be more in control.
Intentional. Yeah.
Yep. Purposeful.
Yeah. Yep.
Exactly.
So you decided that love and growth are our purpose.
Well, I've decided probably isn't the exact right word. I think I've come to the conclusion.
Yes. Okay. Because that's the
And
basis of what are we calling it, a blog? Yes.
yes, and that's what amare and crescere mean in Italian, to love and to grow.
Okay. So that's the whole like theme is that you've concluded that love and growth is are the are our purpose of being here.
Well, I correct, or maybe another way to put it is should be
Should okay.
your purpose. So there's a little bit of two things. There's like I note in the blog, you know, Viktor Frankl has this idea that our purpose is kind of, you know, around finding meaning, and we all find it in very individualistic ways through work, through suffering, through what have you. And I'm essentially disagreeing with him to some extent by saying our purpose should be to love and to grow as much as possible. And I've got I've got enough hubris, so to speak, to say that doesn't just apply to me. It applies to everyone. And let's say everyone after, let's say, basic needs are met. I mean, if your survival is in question, then your purpose is to survive.
Correct.
That's
Yeah, right.
once you've achieved that, then you can go for this let's say higher purpose.
Yeah.
But most of the people that are going to be reading, hearing this, what have you, are in a
Surviving.
safe enough place. Yes. So the reason I focused on these two things called ideas is, number one, they're actionable. So I'd say, unlike, let's say, if you're religious and you say, okay, my purpose in life is to love God. Well, that doesn't necessarily point you directly at any particular,
And
action.
right,
Now, granted, Christianity then expands that to say love your neighbor and other things, but just the love of God, in and of itself. Whereas these things, I think, and this is really the will be the meat of the publication. I just published the initial introduction, so we haven't we're not there yet. And the next thing that will be published will be this kind of general exploration of love and its contours and what have you. So these first couple of blogs aren't yet getting into the meat of it, but it soon will, and they will be very they will be very focused on things that we can do, essentially how these purposes are manifested in our lives. And the test of it will be, how useful it is to people. So I don't want to, and I purposely stayed away from, a long explanation of why I think these are the two things, and drawing on philosophers and whatever. The other thing that kind of leads me to these two things, love and growth, as the central purposes of our life, is that they're complementary, but also somewhat counterpoints to each other. So I'll give you some examples. So from a time perspective, I think love is all about being present now. In order to love somebody or something or some idea, you can't be focused on the past or the future. You've got to be present. Versus growth is necessarily kind of future directed. And I want to grow to become blah blah blah. So that's a difference. Secondly, the subject of these two kind of is different in that love can be, love of myself. That's actually going to be the first kind of actionable topic we're going to talk about. Is we first have to love ourselves, but then, it's a love of others and other things, other ideas, love of nature, what have you. Whereas growth is very me focused. I'm going to grow to be XYZ. The last kind of area where I think there are noticeable differences between these two, at least the one I'll mention, is in terms of how they feel. So when we talk about love, it's feelings of appreciation and gratitude that we're having, versus growth is kind of sometimes uncomfortable. It's feelings of striving, and underlying it may be a dissatisfaction with a status quo situation. So there are these differences between the two, but then there's also a connection between the two where they often act like a flywheel, where progress in one provides momentum in the other. Kind of like the more we love, the more we grow. As we grow, we have more capacity to love, those types
So
of
they,
things.
yep, so they're kind of hand in hand.
You got it. You got it. So,
So,
that's where I'm coming from.
and the obvious why, anyone would want to listen to this topic. I think it's the topic that people deal with. It's the arguably one of the hardest topics that someone can kind of take on in their own mind is the purpose and meaning of like why we're here, why we do this. I remember when I was younger and we would go to, church, and like non-denominational churches and listen to stuff and learn about stuff. And then all of a sudden I was super young, but my mind already was just like, this doesn't sound like it's possible. Like this doesn't make any sense. And it was just all of the sudden it hit me because my mind didn't believe that you just float up as an angel to heaven and see all your loved ones again. And I'm probably like 7 years old. And it hit me that, oh, okay, well, so there's nothing like in my mind, right? Like there's nothing there. And so what's the point? I just remember being so little and thinking, what is the point of these like 80 years that we get to have if we're lucky? And then like what is I remember being so absorbed and anxious around the concept of time, because then like what's forever? What's after that? There's nothing left. And it was so scary because then it would also then be like, well, what if something happened to my mom or dad? And I would never be able to get over that because what is there? So it wasn't like necessarily a religious thing per se, but man, if you have strong belief in what happens after you die and you take comfort in that, it is the
Very helpful.
it's going to be one of the greatest things you can possess, to be honest, like
Absolutely. Well, and think about it. You're such a little kid. You're 6, 7, 8 years old,
oh,
having these thoughts.
it was awful. I mean, and then it crept up again as I got older, and it still creeps up. So sometimes Brandon will start talking about something, and I'll just be like, can you just not? Like, I just don't. And I see
Don't want to go
Sophia
there.
being, I see Sophia being very similar in the way she questions and thinks. But it's a scary place to be when there's not enough of the in between, something in between being completely confident in your religion and believing that there's got to be something bigger and something more, than just live and make money to pay for your house and then die. So there's not, but there's, so I remember saying to Brandon, like, I wish there was something in between, like, I wish there was, I have no problem with like, church and religion or anything like that, but it's tough for me to, completely buy in, and I wish there was something that met in the middle,
And is well, let me ask you this. So do these concepts, does love and growth as a purpose in life, can it do that for you?
Yeah, I mean, yes, it doesn't quiet, I think, the anxiety that can creep up around still, this is the life you get, and if there's always a little bit of a worry in me, like what if I have this horrific diagnosis of some late stage cancer and I have to leave my kids, like that kind of thing, and I don't have anything to that I'm holding on to as far as like it will be okay because blank.
Well,
It
because
won't
I'll see you again in
be
another
okay.
realm.
Just won't be okay. So it doesn't, but it does give. I actually have had these, some of these conversations with Brandon, and when I ask him, for his the way he thinks about things, he feels that when it comes to, God or and that sort of thing, he thinks it's just, he says it himself, it's just love.
There you
And
go.
he that's exactly what he's always said, because I've said, help me, like explain it to me how you are able to think it about it and whatever, and that's always his response, is
That's interesting.
it's just love, And I'm like, okay.
That's not
So,
helpful, but
also, though, if I get diagnosed with cancer, let's go back to that. How do I feel okay about leaving my children? And I think ultimately that's ne it's something that's never obviously okay, but there has to be a people have to have something to live for, because
right.
when you
Well,
don't, and it has to be something greater than your job and something greater than your kids, because when those things aren't needed by you anymore, then it's like, well, was that my purpose? And now my purpose is over. And it's, I think it's something that's very challenging that everyone probably has to grapple with. So that's the likely why would this be beneficial, for someone to think about. But then why should anyone listen to you talk about it is the next question.
you
Not
think that
necessarily why, not necessarily like why should they listen to you talk about it, but what, why, would you be a good resource, I guess?
what are my credentials? Yeah, you save the hardest question for last, I think, right? I do have around this subject a pronounced lack of professional credentials. I will admit
Well,
that.
what would credentials even be for it? A
Well,
philosophy degree or what?
yeah, there's lots of there's lots of philosophers and lots of professors or what have you that have certain credentials or written books and what have you. But I would maintain, I'm going to go a little kind of contra on this, that it's possible that lack of formal, I
Yeah.
call it philosophical education and training could be a plus.
Right. Yeah.
Because my perspective is homegrown to
Yep.
some extent, and really flows out of a lot of the suffering that I have experienced. I think we've talked about the fact that I've always kind of felt the weight of the world is on my shoulders,
Yeah.
and this feeling of constant struggle, and which leads you to exactly what you just said, the question of why are we here? Is
Right.
this, are we here just to struggle and die? Lacking that religious foundation. I'm not basing it on this deep knowledge of other philosophers who may have tackled this question. So my mind isn't quote unquote polluted by those other thoughts. But so it's informed mostly by my experiences. Now, on the other hand, like I said, I read and I listen to people that have talk about just general things like happiness or path to happiness, and I've always found Buddhism to be to make sense to me as a more as from a philosophical perspective and a useful kind of guide to how to live perspective, because the central kind of piece behind Buddhism is dealing with suffering and the fact that suffering is just a natural kind of component of life. And so that's the deal. This enterprise is somewhat selfish because through writing and sharing these ideas, I think I'll come to a better, I don't know, understanding of this philosophy that I'm not creating, but trying to explain, and I'll be able to better implement it, so to speak, in my life. So and hopefully, there's some shared benefits for the people who read it and listen to it. Oh, one other thing I want to catch before I forget. You mentioned Sophia, and I think she reminds me of a lot of you as a little girl.
Scary.
But I wonder if there's a children's book that maybe could also be written to accompany this this project. So I'm gonna put that as
That's actually not a that's not a
potential
bad
for
idea.
yeah.
Something that's in between, because you can that's something I'm constantly, you know, back and forth with is, okay, we'll just go to church and then she'll learn about this and this and she'll decide, you know,
she'll
when
be
she's
comforted
a little bit
by
older,
God.
But maybe
yeah.
she'll be, but maybe I'll give her that comfort, you know, peace. Or she'll go through exactly what I went through and it will cause so much anxiety because she has a hard time, you know, accepting it necessarily. And then it becomes this like overwhelming negative kind of thing that just spurs up more anxiety because there's you because it seems seemingly as a young, especially as a child, it's like it is black and white, and I'm like, I just can't, I don't believe it, and if I don't believe it, then there's nothing, and then that is a very scary place to be. So to have an understanding of, like, you know, why we're here, and some kind of, you know, something to think about when those thoughts go through your mind, I think would for kids would be a very valuable thing.
Exactly. Well, let me suggest that I should not write this by myself, that you need to be a critical component. So this will be a dual project, and
neither of us should be the illustrator.
No, actually, that's not, that is exactly true. We got to find an illustrator. So if there are any illustrators amongst our listeners, or if you know of any illustrators, please send them our way.
Yes.
So with that, Nicole, any last questions before we?
No, I think it's cool. I think, and people are open or should feel welcome to comment if they do go and find the Substack. Actually, you should probably let people know where to find it.
Well, it's on Substack and it's under the title Amare Crescere.
Yeah, so I would have no idea what
A-M-A-R-E and then a small e. And Crescere is spelled C-R-E-S-C-E-R-E.
Okay. So you didn't exactly make it easy to find, but
you can look for my name.
Yeah.
Lou Ascanio.
Yeah. You could just look for Ascanio because I'm pretty sure there's not another Ascanio writing on Substack right now.
I got to check that out. It could be, but probably not. Probably not. Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks for indulging me on this,
yes,
this subject, and
thank you.
And then you're welcome. And I will look forward to beginning this children's book project with you as well.
Yes.
Okay. Because if you need another thing to do, another project.
Well, but that's a good project.
Yes. Yep. I think it's something we can sink our teeth into. Yeah. Okay. Well, have a great rest of the day. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Okay. Ciao.
Bye.
Thanks again for listening. You can visit thedoctorandad.com, that's spelled thedrandad.com, for show notes to any of our podcasts, as well as other useful info on extending health span. Now the legal disclaimer. This podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. Use of this information in show notes is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not meant to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Listeners should not disregard or delay taking medical advice or treatment for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their medical professional for any such conditions. We also want you to know that we take no funding from any product or service that may be mentioned on the Doctor and Dad podcast.